This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. For Jesus Christ to remain as a top priority within the lives of believers, we are reliant upon our youth for the continuance of Lutheran teaching. Pastors, youth leaders, and church youth members now have guidance and instruction that's only a mouse click away. The Rural and Small Town Mission holds free monthly webinars to help congregations with considering new ideas for congregational life. Amy Gertz is the Rural and Small Town Mission Project Coordinator, and she explains what a webinar is.
Think of it maybe as like a meeting online. Instead of going to a meeting or a conference in a building, you just get on your computer and go to the website, and you are able to view the PowerPoint. You can see and hear the presenter, and you can do everything that you would do in person. You can just do it from the comfort of your home and your computer.
The webinars are designed to provide support and encouragement to pastors and congregational leaders in all regions.
We typically have people from all over the country. We usually have people from New York to California, North Dakota to Texas, really all over the country.
Reverend Lee Hagan is the interim director of LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission. He talks about how one of the synod leaders teaches parents the importance of sharing the faith.
There are a lot of statistics out there that show that parents simply don't talk about the faith in their home with their children. They don't spend time praying with their children. They don't spend time telling their children about what they believe, why they believe it. So a big part of it will be reminding people the importance of the church, equipping parents for their vocation as parents. And to be honest, it's not really all that cutting edge. It's actually the kind of thing that Luther taught in the Small Catechism. The sections of the catechism say, as the head of the household, is to teach in a simple way to his family. And so it's really trying to set parents free to take up that responsibility of teaching the faith to their children.
And what will this webinar touch on?
Family devotions will be something that I'm sure he hits pretty hard. Time together in prayer. Some of it is going to be talking about important godly family traditions and routines, ritual. Those all are very important for passing on the faith in the home.
Families in today's world are faced with many obstacles in their faith.
You know, one of the challenges that we face is families are so busy today and pulled in so many different directions that we see so many children that are not in the church by the time they're adult. And a big part of it is that families are not making this a priority. We're being distracted by all sorts of other things that tend to get in the way of that time of teaching the faith, passing on the faith.
Lee Hagan shares some interesting points about why the webinars are important.
Well, one of the great things about the webinars is that people don't have to travel. There's no cost. It's a great way for us to provide support and to be able to hear from someone like Ben Freudenberg talk about these important issues. And so he can provide some great ideas. A lot of small town parishes have limited budgets, and this is a great way to be providing support for Sunday school leaders, for pastors or DCEs, people that are volunteers in the church, to again look at ways that we can support our families today.
The next webinar is Thursday, December 6th from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. For the website so you can join the webinar, contact Amy Gertz, amy.gerdts@lcms.org. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.